Rusty Quill presents.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you say preventing you, what do you mean?
I mean, I can't say anything about that time of my life. Anything. Every time I try to talk about it, different words come out. I could hear words coming out of my mouth that had nothing to do with what I was thinking. You must think I'm crazy.
No. I don't. I know exactly what you're talking about. The same thing happened to me, too. I've dealt with some incredibly weird and confusing shit this past year.
Huh. Okay. I guess I can try. About, God, 30 years at this point? I was a student at the University of Maine. I was studying psychology at the time. Before the semester, I ended up enrolling in a religious history class. You know, it wasn't something that I found particularly interesting, but we were required to take at least one elective history class, and, you know, I thought having some sort of knowledge about religion could possibly tie into whatever I wanted to do with psychology in the future. And...
Is everything okay?
Yes, yeah. Everything is fine. I've never been able to make it this far before. In the story, I mean. I'd usually just go blank and start talking about, you know, meditation or something. It's been so long since I even tried talking about it.
For me, it's usually yoga.
What was that?
Nothing. Please, go on.
Yes, the class. There was something about the class that always made me feel incredibly uneasy. The class was supposed to cover the rise of various religions throughout history, and it did, initially. The first few weeks of the class, we discussed a few different religions, Christianity, Buddhism, Taoism. You know, the class was basically exactly what I thought it would be. And then one day the whole, energy of the class seemed to change. It just started to feel darker, if that makes sense. All of my classmates, they seemed so focused, like they were enthralled by every word the professor would say. Which I guess made sense to me at the time. I was only in the class as an elective. As far as I knew, everyone else in the class really wanted to be there. I think they were all history majors specializing in religion. I'm sure they thought that I was the odd man out in that class. I'm not even quite sure how to explain what I began feeling in that class. It was almost like I was in a subtle state of panic or anxiety. Like something absolutely terrible could possibly happen at any moment. Like I was teetering on the edge of a cliff and at any second I could just fall. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I've dealt with that sort of thing my entire life.
Up until that point, I really hadn't experienced anything like that. It wasn't until after the event that I realized what I was actually experiencing.
And what was that?
It was my fight or flight response. It was being triggered by something. I didn't recognize it because at the time I had no reason to suspect anything sinister was going on. I just thought my classmates and professors were unbelievably interested in the topics being discussed. The strangest part about that semester is, if you ask me right now, I wouldn't be able to tell you many details about that point in the semester. There's a dark cloud in my head obscuring all of the pertinent details. I've been thinking about that time of my life every single day since this all happened. And all I can remember is we were talking about some type of religious event taking place in Africa in the very near future. Egypt, specifically.
Is everything okay? You don't have to go on if you don't want to.
No. No, I'm sorry. I've just never really said any of this out loud before. I'd like to continue if that's okay.
Yes. Totally fine. Please, continue.
I remember at some point he began talking about a class trip at the end of the semester. You know, I was actually kind of excited for it. It was my senior year, and at that point I'd never even left the country, so I thought it would be a great opportunity to celebrate the end of my schooling with some new experiences. It's so strange. I can barely remember a word of what was discussed in the class after I started getting those feelings. But I can still remember almost every aspect of the trip. Everything except for the end.
Please, tell me everything.
The flight to Egypt was just your typical flight. But I did notice that everyone seemed, overwhelmingly quiet. I remember thinking how strange it was, considering how abuzz they all were with excitement before we left. After arriving, we hopped on a bus with all of our bags. Well, all of my bags. It was then that I noticed that I was the only one there that seemed to pack for more than what would appear to be a long weekend. It was a 2-week trip, and everyone else seemed to have packed incredibly light. Overnight backpacks, drawstring bags, that was practically it. The bus dropped us off in what seemed like the middle of nowhere. It wasn't one of the many obvious tourist destinations that I assumed we would stop at. There wasn't even a hotel in sight. The professor then told us to drop all of our things and follow him. At first, I thought he couldn't be serious. Like I said, it was the middle of nowhere. And then, one after another, my classmates began tossing their bags aside on the ground. I didn't want to stick out like a sore thumb, so I followed suit and placed my bags on the ground. At the time, I was sure that the professor had some sort of arrangement with, someone, and they would transfer our bags for us. I was very wrong.
And what happened next?
We just began following them. I had no idea where we were headed, but there was one thing that was clear. He was walking with purpose. I tried to ask him where we were going, but he stayed completely silent and just kept walking forward. Nothing could break his concentration, so I just kept on following. We kept on walking and walking for what must have been hours. The sun was already almost set, and it was beginning to get very cold. I attempted to talk to my professor. I was getting anxious, and I wanted to tell him that we needed to turn around, but I couldn't. I tried to talk to him. My mouth was moving, but the words wouldn't come out. It was then that I realized that everything was completely silent. I could see the dust being blown off the cold ground, but I couldn't hear the sound of the wind. I looked around to see if anyone else in the class was experiencing what I was experiencing. But their faces were just blank. They were just staring forward, totally emotionless, eyes fixed on the professor. And then we happened upon a strange crevice in the ground. Inside this unknown path, there seemed to be a hidden staircase. I followed the group in complete silence down the staircase to what seemed like some sort of cave system. And then...
What is it?
From here on out, everything is going to sound inconceivable. Like a bad horror movie. But please believe me. Everything I'm about to say is true.
I do. I believe you. Go on.
This hidden cave system seemed to just go on forever. The professor ignored all the twists and turns and just powered on through with a purpose. not stopping at a single turn. I was starting to fall behind in the pack when I noticed this little shape on the floor. I could barely make it out because it was so dark, but as I knelt down to get a closer look, I saw that it was the husk of a scarab beetle. I thought it was cool, so I put it in my bag to keep as a souvenir. It sounds gross, but that detail will be important later.
Sorry. Go on.
I continue out with the group, and then I began to feel off. It felt like the subtle tremors of a small earthquake, but they weren't coming from the ground. They felt as if they were coming from inside my body. It was something I've never experienced before. And then we found our way into a silent, empty room with what seemed to be a small well in the center. I start to search around the room to find an exit. That same fight-or-flight feeling I had earlier in the semester was back, and I knew I needed to leave that room. After not being able to find an exit, not even the entryway we came in from, I then turned my attention to the center of the room and I saw all of my classmates circled around the well. Then, one by one, they brandished what looked like daggers, and they began cutting themselves. One large slash down each wrist. They then held their bleeding limbs over the opening of the well and let it pour inside. And then one by one, they began dropping to the floor, dead. I could see that the well was now close to overflowing, and there was something else there. Something deep within the well was lifted to the surface by the pool of blood. It looked like a jet black egg or a seed, but the texture looked as if it were flesh. Before I had time to run and try to find an exit that no longer exists, the professor approached the circle, looked directly into my eyes, and started to just grin. It was right around then that I must have passed out. The next thing I knew, I was back in my dorm room. I passed out and woke up 5,000 miles away.
It was like you were missing time.
Yes, exactly. How did you know?
I've experienced similar things. That's why I'm here. I've had some of the same things happen to me that happened to you. In your letter.
My letter? How did you get... Are you with them?
I'm alone, Greg. Who are they?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.